Way now into the top 10. He's up in a side-by-side battle for the number 9 position. Closes in now on the back bumper of Jesse Loeb.
Leaders come out of turn number 2 in the lead lane. Make that the outside lane with race leader Riley Herbst in it. Swings way wide. He's in control of this pack right now, and he's trying to keep Austin Hill behind him.
And that's going to be easier said than done because he's down on the inside. Austin Hill gets that nose out in front with another great run on the bottom part of the racetrack. He hugs the yellow line to the driver's left. He's got Riley Herbst, the driver's right.
Boy, they just continue to dodge and weave, bottom of the racetrack, back up to the top. It looked for a moment like Shane Van Gisbergen was going to be the lead car in the outside lane. And then, Dave, all of a sudden, 5 other cars in front of Shane just threw the block and moved all the way to the top of the track.
Things change in a big hurry. Jesse Loeb was the leader of the line on the bottom a lap or two ago. Now he's in the middle with minimal drafting help and going backwards.
While Austin Hill is beginning to pick up some drafting help, he's now got 6 other cars behind him, but now they shift and go to the middle lane. Hill, Kligerman, wheel to wheel for Ford, doing all they can to keep up.
The thing about Austin Hill is he can get a push out front, but nobody can really stay with him out there to be consistent. But now he gets some help. He'll slide up to the middle side. His teammate Jesse Loeb there, along with Parker Kligerman in the middle.
As they come back to the Tri-Oval, we've got 28 laps to go. We'll get you back on the track in a moment. But first, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR being brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, Madison Street, downtown Durand.
Motor Racing Network is live at Talladega Super Speedway, the NASCAR Xfinity Series, racing the AgPro 300. Along with Jeff Striegel and Todd Gordon, my name is Alex Hayden. Dave Moody, Mike Bagley, and Jason Toy calling the play-by-play in the turns. Up and down the pit lane, keeping you abreast of all the stories, you've got Steve Post, Paul Small, and Kim Kuhn.
And we're down, Alex, to just 27 laps to go. Riley Herbst is at the front of the field. Parker Kligerman has been so strong all day long. He's right there. We also have the Xfinity Dash for Cash. $100,000 on the line for the highest finishing of 4 drivers. And right now, that is Ryan Sieg. He is currently running in position number 2. AJ Allmendinger still in the hunt. He's 24th. The other 2 drivers, unfortunately, for Sam Mayer, Justin Allgaier, their days came to an end early. We're getting down to it. 26 to go. Riley Herbst has the Ford out front.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a 3rd-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Parker Kligerman has his Chevrolet Camaro now at the front of the field. Riley Herbst back to 3rd. Austin Hill running right between them. It's Kligerman, Hill, Riley Herbst, and 25 laps to go from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk After the Bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Makers right here at the start-finish line last time by. The blocks are big. They're coming quicker. Mike Bagley, three wide for the race lead, headed your way.
Ryan Sieg just got punted to the middle. Parker Kligerman just moved there, and Parker Kligerman goes to the lead. Riley Herbst now gets shook free as the leaders race their way four wide mid-pack.
Austin Hill slid his way up to the front. Also, Sheldon Creed in there. He's in that third position, the third car back in the top lane. Down low, Anthony Alfredo bringing Chandler Smith with him side by side for the top spot.
And what a run by Anthony Alfredo. That car has come to life here in the last 20 or so laps, or he's done a remarkable job of just saving his equipment. Here he is now battling for the number two spot as Parker Kligerman continues to show the way.
Kligerman will hold the high lane going into turn number one with Austin Hill on his back bumper. Right behind him, Chandler Smith. Down low, trying to make some ground. Anthony Alfredo with help now from Chandler Smith.
Anthony Alfredo leads the low lane. Now Riley Herbst will change lanes. He'll go from the outside to the inside. Riley will sit fourth on that inside. Up top and up front, Parker Kligerman and Austin Hill.
Austin Hill goes all the way to the outside lane, forces Kligerman to slide up to get the block there. Down low, Anthony Alfredo. Down in the bottom lane, hugging that yellow line. Give the advantage to Alfredo coming up with Chandler Smith.
Boy, they continue to race for the win. The race for the $100,000 just took a turn, and that was a $100,000 Paul Small flat tire. Yes or no?
Tire was going down on the Ryan Sieg 39, and he is about to go one lap down as the lead draft passes him going into turn one. So that might put A.J. Allmendinger back into contention here in the Dash for Cash.
It does indeed. Allmendinger's 22nd on the lead lap, and it did put Ryan Sieg a lap down. He's going to hope for a caution flag now to have another opportunity to try to race for the Xfinity $100,000 Dash for Cash bonus.
Wow, Goodyear Racing Eagles, and no, they don't cost $100,000, but that may have been a $100,000 deal breaker for Ryan Sieg. Unless he gets a miracle as we wind this thing down, Alex. 92 to go as they come back through the trioval one more time. Racing back, it's Anthony Alfredo at the front. Parker Kligerman, Austin Hill. Then you've got Sheldon Creed. They go single file further back, Dave, two and three wide.
Yeah, they are two and three wide back around the tail end of the top 10. Just for the record, when Ryan Sieg came off pit road, there is some damage on the right rear quarter panel. He got into somebody or something to cut down that right rear tire.
Now the pack seems to have calmed down just a tad. The majority of it is single file up top. You do have a handful down low, but right now everybody's in hot pursuit of Anthony Alfredo.
The Dude White's color up there on the front, it's blue. It's black and white, but right behind him, the bright white and orange Chevrolet. Single file through the top five, side by side, further back on the back end of the top 10.
Back to the start-finish line. 20 laps to go this time by here in the Ag Pro 300. It is the Dude White Chevrolet up front. Anthony Alfredo's got the field behind him as they make their way under green back around the racetrack.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
This is going to be a good one.
The fans of Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. One that celebrates fantastic finishes and family-friendly facilities. Trading paint.
We got beauty.
And tailgating tradition. Burnouts, beer, and barbecue. Oh, it'll for sure be a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com.
Anthony Alfredo, Parker Kligerman, Austin Hill, Sheldon Creed, and Shane Van Gisbergen, the top five with 18 laps to go next time by. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
17 laps to go as the field rumbles back up through the tri-oval, headed to the start-finish line on its way to turn number one. Anthony Alfredo up front. Here's Cole Custer on the inside lane, pulling even with Parker Kligerman for second.
Anthony Alfredo has had a smooth and unchallenged ride at the front of the pack the last five, maybe six laps, but the general is on the march. Cole Custer drafting help from Jesse Love. Here he comes to the inside.
It looked to be for a moment that the lead pack was going to settle down and simmer down just a tad, but here comes the general. He wants to dart to the inside. He's going to need more help to get to the front. He's got Jesse Love, Riley Herbst, Patrick Emmerling, and others stacked up behind him.
Talking about Cole Custer down to the bottom part of the racetrack with Jesse Love and Riley Herbst up there side by side for the top spot. Parker Kligerman breaks out of line. He'll go to his driver's left with Anthony Alfredo. He'll bring help with him down to the inside.
And that help is Austin Hill. When Parker busted a move to the inside, Hill was right there. Contact! Oh, what a save by Anthony Alfredo. He made contact with Sheldon Creed. Alex threw the tri-oval and a big-time save by Anthony Alfredo.
And never lifted, kept going, and he's going to continue to battle inside the top 10.
He gets shuffled back into a three-wide battle for positions 8, 9, and 10. It'll go to double file now with Jeff Burton.
And Cole Custer has assumed the lead. Custer was on the inside. He'll go to the outside. Pull back to the inside. Love, that's Jesse Love, is to his inside. And behind him, Kligerman is up top leading that lane.
Jesse Love staying up there with Cole Custer. Also, Riley Herbst down there. You talked about Patrick Emmerling just a little bit ago. Jeb Burton there, too. Here goes a big wide move to the outside for Jesse Love.
So they come back to the start-finish line. 15 to go. The general, Cole Custer, out front, right behind him, Riley Herbst. Right behind them as they go racing side by side at the line, Patrick Emmerling. And what a run by Patrick here this afternoon.
Emmerling now gets a big-time shove all the way to the number three position. He's going to force Custer to come down the banking and shut off his charge. Jeff Burton looking to the inside for second.
Starting to see some daring moves, some very aggressive moves here in the late going at Talladega. Here's Riley Herbst. He'll make a bold move. Rumble out of the pocket. Pull to the inside for second. He'll grab it and bring Jesse Love along for the ride as well.
Patrick Emmerling will get hung out in the middle. He will lose spots. Fourth, fifth, sixth. He'll fall back to the back end of the top ten. Up front, Cole Custer. He'll stay up to the top side, bringing Riley Herbst with him.
That is the outside lane as they chug along up against the safer barrier. Now the leader, Cole Custer, will give a tug to the steering wheel to the left, go to the bottom to try to block the lane there. He's too late. He's going to be stuck in the middle. Cole Custer is going to go backwards.
Custer now is going to have to fight for his life, and he's got nobody to help him. Jesse Love goes to the bottom. He will bypass him. Right behind Jesse Love, Sammy Smith to the inside. Custer going backwards.
Custer now will fall in line, fourth in line on the inside. So he did find a place to crawl into. But up front, his teammate, Riley Herbst, leads. Jesse Love to the inside. Jesse Love will try to go for the lead.
Love going to the top spot. He'll bring Parker Kligerman with him. Also, it's Austin Hill down there. And Taylor Gray has made his way. He's on the bottom part of the racetrack battling for fourth.
Yeah, Taylor Gray doing all he can to hang at the front of the field. The problem is that Jesse Love, Parker Kligerman, and Austin Hill just too strong. And Alex Hayden, those three drivers, cars, and teams have a lot in common.
Yeah, they do. Of course, the Richard Childress Racing team cars of Austin Hill and Jesse Love, and then the affiliated Technical Alliance car of Parker Kligerman is in the mix right there in the second spot.
Here they come off turn two to the back straightaway. Jesse Love, Parker Kligerman, one and two to the super stretch.
first side-by-side battle is just outside of the top five. That's where Sammy Smith rides all by himself, and he is being freight trained by the drivers in the outside.
We talked about Taylor Gray last time. He's fallen back out of the top 10 of that bottom part of the racetrack. That line up top that has formed up nicely, led by Jesse Love, Parker Kligerman, Austin Hill, Riley Herbst, and Sheldon Creed, your top five.
All of a sudden, things have settled down, but only for the moment. 12 laps to go. Everybody just trying to figure out who they're going to form up with, who will be their teammate, who will help them get to the front. Right now, Jesse Love is the driver that is at the front.
Jeff, you've heard the phrase, the calm before the storm. I think that's exactly what we're seeing right now. Everybody settling in line just for the moment, Mike, calming the nerves before the big run.
But storm warnings are up. We're just waiting for it to break loose. And now everybody gets back into single file formation. For now, again, building to a crescendo behind the back bumper of Jesse Love, the race leader.
Single file through the top 15 up front. Jesse Love going to log some laps now, staying up in that top lane with Kligerman just about a half a car length off his back deck lid with Austin Hill right there with him.
There'll be 11 laps to go. Now, Kim Coon, the field was last on the pit lane back on lap 69. Just to verify it, they can go 45 laps or so on a full tank of Sunoco fuel. Do they have enough fuel to make it to the advertised distance?
Yes, Alex. According to all the teams on my end of pit road, I'm getting the thumbs up. Now, if we had a green and white checker overtime, multiple overtimes, it gets a little bit hairy. So drivers have been doing what they can, especially in the draft, to save fuel. But if they're telling me the truth down here, they should make it to the advertised distance here this afternoon.
Nobody's ever lied to you before, Kim. Why start now? 10 to go, nose to tail, all the way topside on the racetrack, and here is how they line up. We'll give you at least a look at the top 20. Jesse Love, Parker Kligerman, Austin Hill, Riley Herbst, Sheldon Creed, Josh Williams giving it a good run today. He's 6th. Shane Van Gisbergen, 7th. Anthony Alfredo, Parker Retzloff, and Blaine Perkins. Alex, that's the top 10 at the moment.
As we have 10 laps to go, the rest of the top 20, Jeb Burton is 11th, David Starr is 12th, Matt DiBenedetto 13th, Sammy Smith is 14th, and Chandler Smith is 15th. Kyle Weatherman goes 16th, and Cole Custer shuffled all the way back to 17th. Taylor Gray is 18th, Patrick Emmerling 19th, and Leland Honeyman is 20th.
And right now, Mike Bagley, they're starting to split up just a little bit. What have you got, about 15 cars in that lead pack?
Yeah, and then you got four cars in a pack, or I should say pack number two, and then you've got about maybe seven or eight in pack number three that is way behind that front pack.
And the front pack continuing to pull away and separating from that second pack. Now 20 car lengths separated back to Emmerling.
They come back to the start-finish line. We're down to single digits in the laps now. 9 laps to go. Jesse Love looking for his first career Xfinity Series win. Parker Kligerman is attached to that back bumper.
Very reminiscent of the end of stage one, where everybody just lined up and waited for the time to push the attack button. For the moment, they'll all trail Jesse Love.
And that time has not come yet, but that time is soon approaching. Everybody is simmered down, single file. Jesse Love, the leader. Kligerman, Hill, Herbst, and Sheldon Creed. Haven't heard a lot out of Creed today, but he's in position in fifth.
Right behind him, Josh Williams had a good, solid second half of this race, continuing the run up in the top 10. Shane Van Gisbergen there. Anthony Alfredo has rebounded back in there, too. But up front, it continues to be Jesse Love.
8 laps to go, nose to tail, bumper to bumper, high speed racing at 187 miles an hour. We talk about who might, Alex, bust out of line first. You said a few moments ago the top three drivers are either teammates or at least alliance teammates. Do they work together, or will it be every man for themselves?
I think they work together until they get to the middle of the Alabama Gang Super Stretch after taking the white flag, and then I think it's all bets are off. People, yeah, you want to be a good teammate, Todd Gordon, but there's a big check and there's a trophy dangling at the checkered flag that everybody wants.
And I agree in theory that that's how it'll work out, but I think the lines behind them will shuffle down. They'll have to play a little defense before they get to that point. I think 1 and 2 on that final lap is going to get kind of chaotic.
7 laps to go. Nobody yet has made a move. We have seen them as much as 4 wide here this afternoon. What will we see over the course of these final seven? Let's find out together. Jesse Love, Kligerman, Austin Hill, Riley Herbst, Sheldon Creed, top five.
It has been a wildly entertaining afternoon already here at Talladega, but you get the idea that the best is yet to come. Clock is ticking, getting late, and they're still following Jesse Love.
Has to be nerve-wracking in this lead draft right now, because who's going to be the first one? And when that first one goes, how much help will the first driver get? Everybody is just waiting. And the clock is ticking as Jesse Love continues to lead.
Jesse Love, calm, cool, collective up front. Parker Kligerman not showing anything, just staying right there in the tire tracks along with Austin Hill. Everybody buying their time, but the tension is starting to build.
It is. It's essentially turned into a game of chicken on who's going to go first. We know Jesse Love's not going anywhere. He's at the front of the field. Only thing he's going to have to do, Dave Moody, is watch the mirror and try to block.
Yeah, that's for sure. And he's got no shortage of candidates that could bust that move. Parker Kligerman, never renowned for his patience in the late going of a race. You know what we're going to see out of Austin Hill at some point in the pretty near future. Riley Herbst is right there as well.
Austin Hill is starting to get a little antsy. He'll poke a headlight out from behind Parker Kligerman's car. He's doing it again right now, halfway down the back straightaway, backing up just a tad, perhaps maybe checking his options as we get down to it here in Dega.
Second line starting to form on the bottom side. Now make it three wide as Chandler Smith. He lost his patience with Jeb Burton. He's going to kick him out. Jeb Burton falling back. Chandler Smith trying to start that bottom line.
And if we think back to stage one, when that bottom line drove forward halfway through stage one, Chandler Smith was on the front of it. Cole Custer back in the middle of it. Has a little bit of that look again.
Well, Chandler Smith just pulled back in line. Now they all pulled back in line. It started for a moment, evaporated. It begins again, but it's outside of the top 12.
Cole Custer busts a move. He goes to the bottom of the racetrack. Doesn't have any drafting help. Finds a little bit of daylight and slides back up in line.
Yeah, everybody now is getting themselves in position. You got drivers leapfrogging the other. They'll pull it out of line. They'll pass the car quickly, get back in line. Everybody is now back in single file formation, except for Patrick Emmerling. The back of the pack.
Patrick Emmerling trying to make it happen and looking back up towards the front once again. Here goes Chandler Smith trying to get that bottom part. He's picking up drivers one at a time as he works his way now, even with Anthony Alfredo.
There will be four laps to go, and I'm surprised nobody's dropping down there with Chandler Smith. They're going to ride. If you're around the 7th to 10th place car right now, you're not going to drive up there on your own. Chandler Smith is free falling on the inside lane.
Smith just begging for somebody to throw him a line, somebody to give him a little bit of help. There are absolutely no takers. Way in the back of the pack, Matt DiBenedetto says, I'll give it a shot at it too.
Chandler Smith still the only car mid-pack that's out of line. Everybody else is up against the safer barrier. Here comes Jesse Love. He's trying to break the draft on Kligerman. He'll do it. And matter of fact, he'll pull away by a car length in the process.
Did he get too far out in front? Kligerman falls back. He's got Austin Hill back there. Now he is pushing him along with Riley Herbst and Sheldon Creed. Second, third, fourth, and fifth have tightened up. Down low, now it's Cole Custer trying to start the bottom run.
As we talk about him getting Jesse Love getting away there, I think that's more Parker Kligerman backing the lineup to see how much of a momentum run he can get, getting into the corner, trying to time his setup for the last lap.
And here we go, three to go. That single file line has broken apart. It's on up in turn number one.
Josh Williams goes to the bottom of the racetrack, but he won't be there alone for long. Austin Hill to the bottom. He'll go to second. Big block from top to bottom by Jesse Love.
And that will leave Parker Kligerman to lead the outside line coming out of turn number two. Love keeps the lead, but he's got Hill right behind him. Behind Hill, Sheldon Creed, Josh Williams, and Shane Van Gisbergen.
Sheldon Creed now looks to the driver's right of Austin Hill. It will be Josh Williams that stays down on the bottom side to follow with the Bowtie Brigade down there in the bottom. It kicks Sheldon Creed to the outside, side by side for second.
Parker Kligerman comes from the outside right up against the wall. He'll go around Sheldon Creed. Parker Kligerman by himself with a full head of steam. They're side by side now, thinking three wide for the lead.
Here they come into turn number one, and it's all on the line now. Big Country back to the lead. Austin Hill takes over the number one spot. They are three wide for second. Jesse Love on the bottom. Topside Parker Kligerman. Josh Williams in the middle.
It is Austin Hill. He looks like the pace car right now. They're three wide formation behind Hill. Hill changes lanes. He'll go topside. He'll throw the block on Kligerman. Williams leads the lane down low in a battle for third.
Kligerman with a good run. Now there's trouble as Austin Hill spun runs out to the top side. Off the bumper of Parker Klugerman. Anthony Alfredo. Austin Hill gets it back up. Jordan Anderson hits the outside wall. Also, Taylor Gray hits hit. Patrick Emmerling gets hit. But Austin Hill sits sideways here off the exit of turn four.
And we are under caution, and we did not get the white flag. We are under caution. We'll be headed to overtime here at Talladega. Austin Hill, Parker Klugerman, Haymakers, and it was Austin Hill that got turned up in the banking of turn number four, and that is going to change a number of things. Obviously, one, and the biggest, of course, who goes to victory lane here? The other one, the Xfinity Series Dash for Cash. Austin Hill is on pit road. We'll cover that right now with Kim Kuhn.
He's going to pull that beaten race car into his pit. The crew on the right side, the whole back right corner completely busted up. That rear bumper cover kind of hanging right now. So they're doing what they can to fix it, but they knew this was coming. They told him to be careful. Guys were racing really aggressively. Remember, Austin Hill has led over 150 laps collectively at Talladega, but he has never finished better than 14th at this racetrack as his car still sits on pit road.
So for the Xfinity Dash for Cash $100,000 bonus, the beat-up race car of A.J. Allmendinger has scored 23rd. He's on the lead lap. Ryan Sieg was the only car lap down needing a caution. Caution comes out. The problem is Josh Balicki came to pit road with an issue on lap 107 just five laps ago. And now Josh Balicki is being scored. The first car, one lap down.
Keep up with all of the action during the 2024 NASCAR season with NASCAR Today.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
Every weekday throughout the season, we'll bring you the latest news and insights.
At that point, I really had in my mind, okay, we can really win this.
As we count down the days to championship weekend in Phoenix.
It's surreal still. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I'm Chase Elliott. Listen to NASCAR Today every weekday right here on the Motor Racing Network.
This is going to be a good one.
The fans of Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. One that celebrates fantastic finishes. And family-friendly facilities. Trading paint.
We've got feuding.
And tailgating tradition. Burnouts. Beer. And barbecue. Oh, it'll for sure be a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at KansasSpeedway.com.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Calling all nonprofit organizations. The NASCAR Day Giveathon is back for 2024. What's that, you ask? It's a national campaign to help nonprofit organizations raise funds to support their local missions. By signing up for the Giveathon, you gain access to a national marketing campaign to build visibility and donations for your nonprofit at no cost to you. And as a bonus, special incentives and prizes will be announced along the way to help you maximize your efforts. Visit NASCARDayGiveathon.org to sign up today.
NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at NASCAR.com/fanrewards.
The future stars of NASCAR race here. You're listening to the NASCAR Xfinity Series live on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Welcome back to Talladega Super Speedway as we work under the caution flag. And Jeff Striegel, this is going to be a bit of an extended caution with the amount of work going on the cleanup over in turn number four.
And so you have to start thinking about fuel. Maybe not just Steve Post for this overtime run, but if we were to have another one or another one, what is the situation? What are you hearing regarding fuel on board these race cars?
I think there's still comfort if we're just this one green-white checker. I think after that it gets a little bit more nerve-wracking, and maybe even a little more so for a guy like Jesse Love, who led a bunch of that race. He probably burned a little bit more fuel than everybody else. But right now, where we're at, to this green-white checker, I think everyone is good, but the radio traffic has saved me some fuel because one green-white checker could easily lead to another and another, and that's where it gets real interesting to see if we get into multiple green-white checkers.
So Parker Kligerman is the race leader right now, but you have to maintain pace car speed. That is highly important part of the language with the rule. Even though you're trying to coast and save fuel, you've got Anthony Alfredo, Paul Small. Looks like he's coming in. They're going to do a little work on that race car.
Specifically for Goodyear tires, Quick Dash of Sunoco Fuel, check of damage. They're going to check the right front corner here, and he's going to hold here for a moment. They are working on something on that right front corner, bringing the jack back around to the right-hand side. So this is not good news for Anthony Alfredo.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. So, a lot changed here. You know, when you look at Austin Hill, who was up front in such a good car. But as we talk about time and time again, when you just start throwing haymakers at one another, somebody's going to come out sooner or later on the short end of the stick. And by haymakers, we mean blocking. You're on the bottom of the racetrack looking for a run. You talked about it, Todd, in depth. You're trying to keep, you know, a line from coming to the inside, a line forming up on the outside. You're at the bottom, you're at the top, you're doing everything you can to keep the cars behind you. Sometimes it just goes wrong.
Yeah, sometimes there's just momentum coming that you can't block. And those are situations that, you know, you try not to get yourself out far enough that big run can come at you. But it's tough. And especially a place like Talladega where three wide is the norm, and four and five wide can happen. You just can't block that many lanes at one time. It's what happens in these races. It makes them spectacular.
We are, in fact, going to overtime here in the Ag Pro 300 at Talladega Super Speedway. And that's not a big surprise either when you look at the history of overtime here at this racetrack, second only to Daytona in the amount of overtime opportunities we've had. So, yeah, this is one of them I think you got to almost plan for if you're a crew chief, Jeff.
I would think you would. I mean, you have to. You have to plan for every possible scenario. And when you come to Talladega, things like this happens. The way they're running right now, Parker Kligerman, Josh Williams, Jesse Love, Blaine Perkins up to fourth. Shane Van Gisbergen completes the top five. Sheldon Creed, Cole Custer, Sammy Smith, Riley Herbst. And how about David Starr?
Yeah.
David Starr right now 10th.
What a drive for David Starr. Kept the nose clean on that race car all the way here to lap 114. Yeah, we got some still racing to do in overtime, but got the car inside the top 10. Leland Honeyman got a little piece of that big crash earlier in the race. He's rallied back now to 11th. Kyle Sieg currently 12th. Brennan Poole 13th. And then you've got Dawson Cram, Ryan Ellis, Mason Massey, among others, back there in the top 20.
And as far as that $100,000 from Xfinity, the Dash for Cash, AJ's got it, at least at the moment. Ryan Sieg is on the outside looking in. The other two players, not a factor, Sam Mayer and Justin Allgaier. So that's still a factor. I don't think I'd write that check out just yet.
No, not by any stretch of the imagination. If you're wondering, well, why didn't we talk about Chandler Smith? Why didn't we say his name in the top 20? Before the crash over on the Alabama Gang Superstretch, he pulled out of line and slowed dramatically. Came to pit lane, they dumped Sunoco fuel in the car, so Chandler Smith clearly ran out of gas before the crash even happened, Todd.
And under this caution, Parker Retzlaff, who was having a really good run, he's come because he's out of fuel.
All right, well, we're going to see how this shakes out. Cleanup continues, but it's about to wrap up, and then we'll get back to it to settle it. Overtime finish, as Alex pointed out. And again, a quick reminder, tomorrow, 2 o'clock, our airtime, 2 Eastern, for the Geico 500 at Talladega, the NASCAR Cup Series will be in action. Don't miss it. We've got it ready to go for you. Mike Bagley will have NASCAR Live Race Day at 2. He's going to take us all the way up to the green flag, and Alex will take it from there along with this broadcast team that's with everybody today, and we'll see who goes to victory lane at noon in the Geico 500.
Promises to be another great one here at Talladega Super Speedway as we sit right now as the cleanup and all the trucks out in Turn 4 have evacuated that part of the race course and are beginning to make their way back to their stations around this 2.66-mile facility. We should get the one-to-go signal when they come to the line. Overtime here in the Ag Pro 300, we'll take the green flag. If there's a crash or a reason for the caution to come out before the leader takes the white flag, we'll slow them down and do it again. If the leader under green comes all the way back around, receives the white flag at the start finish line, or flag, and they freeze the field.
So you've got, and you're right, we're going to go back under the green flag in one lap. Race leader Parker Kligerman took his car to the inside of the racetrack. Josh Williams went to the high side, and Shane Van Gisbergen will line up behind him. Behind Parker Kligerman, that is Jesse Love. Dave Moody, help us out. I just gave everybody the front two rows, and you can take us a little deeper.
Yeah, we got another Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota on the inside of the next row. That is Sheldon Creed. On the outside of him is going to be the Cole Custer machine. Then side-by-side Sammy Smith down low with Kyle Sieg up high.
Promises to be a thrilling finish, as it always is here at Talladega under overcast skies. Temperature is dipping as a cold front's coming across the state of Alabama and across the deep south. Temperatures right now in the mid-60s, forecast to drop even lower throughout the next 24 to 48 hours.
Mike Bagley, what do you expect here? Green, white, checkered flag to wrap it up here this afternoon. What's a driver have to do to go to victory lane?
Survive pandemonium and chaos. These last two laps, when we get into overtime finishes, that's what brings out the worst in some of these drivers, but only one it brings out the best in. It's all about survival right now as we get set to rack them up for this two-lap shootout.
Well, David Starr's top 10 day has gone away. David Starr had to come to pit lane and dump some Sunoco fuel into the car for David Starr, so he will not get a top 10 finish as the field continues to work behind the pace car. And you have to wonder, Jeff, are these fuel tanks getting drier? Are they going to have some issues maybe with the fuel pickup as they've come up off of the banking to get set to go back into the Geico restart zone?
We're going to find out very shortly, aren't we? Because we're getting ready to go. Nobody's sitting down here at the Talladega Super Speedway. And oh, by the way, it's a good crowd and they're ready to settle it here. Who's going to victory lane? Parker Kligerman, Josh Williams, side by side on the front row as we're headed to overtime.
Into the Geico restart zone. Green flag goes back in the air. Parker Kligerman gets a big jump. Shane Van Gisbergen does not come up to speed. He may be out of Sunoco fuel. Van Gisbergen's going to try to get it below the double yellow line, and they're crashing, heading off to turn one.
Sheldon Creed gets turned head on into the outside wall, goes Parker Kligerman. Everybody else locks it down, scatters to avoid. Shane Van Gisbergen did not come up to speed, sputtered dry, and it's a big lick for Parker Kligerman. Cole Custer's got some damage. He may have some damage as well as he is running down on the apron of the racetrack.
Austin Hill was out front. He crashed up in turn number three. Parker Kligerman, he was out front. He just crashed up in turn number one. We are back under the caution flag. Parker, right now, stuck in the grass. It doesn't matter. That car is destroyed. There's more to this story for 100,000 reasons.
Because the driver in position to get the free pass and back on the lead lap is Ryan Sieg. His car does not have any damage to it. A.J. Allmendinger's car does. Those two drivers, whoever finishes the highest between them, will win $100,000 courtesy of Xfinity.
Boy, there is some bump drafting going on there between Sheldon Creed, Jesse Love, and Parker Kligerman. Todd, you watched it all unfold. They were stacked up nose to tail down on the inside.
This is what happens. Green, white checkers, just pushing pretty hard. Jesse Love, Parker got off the bottom. Jesse got a little crossed up. When you get three cars attached, when they're pushing each other, the one in the middle kind of becomes uncontrollable. Jesse got slid down the hill, kind of got into Parker there. Looked like it was happening up top too. And Parker was good till looked like Josh Williams kind of hooked him and got him in the outside wall.
The irony of that whole bump draft gone wrong, Sheldon Creed used to drive the car that Jesse Love currently drives right now.
Every hero's story has a humble beginning. Every legend had to earn their stripes.
Guys like me aren't supposed to do that!
Every superstar had a dream.
It's been a fairy tale season.
Every home track is the start of something special.
That's just good old short track racing.
Oh! Oh, a little retaliation.
Holy cow!
Learn more about NASCAR regional tracks near you at NASCAR.com/regional.
NASCAR Street Race Weekend, presented by Xfinity, is coming back to Chicago.
a 4th of July weekend festival with the Black Keys and the Chainsmokers on Saturday and Lauren Elena and Keith Urban on Sunday. Plus, NASCAR's brightest stars lighting up the streets.
NASCAR is racing in the streets of Chicago.
The Chicago Street Race Weekend, July 6th and 7th. For tickets and experiences, visit NASCARChicago.com.
Only thing better than overtime at Talladega is double overtime at Talladega. We're going to line them up and do it again, but the deck of cards has been shuffled after they've crashed at the front of the field. Double overtime coming up from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strumming, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Network's and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
On Thursdays, NASCAR Live goes wide open with some of the biggest names in the sport.
The goal is the same, so the mindset's the same, right? The goal is to win the championship.
And some familiar voices that you might not have heard from in a while.
You know, I thought about going to one of these teams because I'd really like to win the 500.
I never planned any of this to start with, right from the very beginning.
No matter what driver or what era is your favorite, NASCAR Live Wide Open has every corner of the fan base covered. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
The future stars of NASCAR race here. You're listening to the NASCAR Xfinity Series, live on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Here at the Talladega Super Speedway, some cars coming off the pit lane that have all kinds of damage to them and making their way back out. Jeff Burton is one of those drivers, but you know, Jeff, as long as you're running and on the lead lap, you got a shot to win this race.
There's a number of them that have that shot. They include Leland Honeyman. Let's start there. It would be big for Leland. Running fourth right now as they came across the line. Haley Deegan, Alex Hayden, running in position number four. Joey Gase is fifth. Cesar Vaccarella. There's a number of names inside the top ten that would love the opportunity to go to victory lane, and they may have they've got the chance to do it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and that's part of racing at Talladega Super Speedway, and why so many people get their first career wins here at this racetrack. It's not unusual whatsoever for that to happen here. When you look at that, four of the last nine Talladega winners got their first Xfinity Series win here, and that was Brandon Brown back in 2021. Jeff Burton did that also in 21. So Justin Haley, Spencer Gallagher, there's a golden opportunity for drivers to get their first career wins here today.
All right, Steve, weigh in on this one and help us out the best you can. How much fuel we are now hearing, I was just going to come to you to say, how much fuel do these cars have? Sammy Smith is out of fuel, and he is trying to limp that car back to pit road. Steve, what are you hearing?
I'm hearing exactly that. I think we were good up through that last green-white checker. I think everybody is close now. We saw, I believe, Shane Van Gisbergen, he ran out of fuel. Now Sammy Smith has ran out of fuel. So there is a lot of concern with all these cars that have ran all these laps. It goes back 43 laps from the advertised distance, and there is a lot of concern. Where it gets interesting is some cars pitted on the last caution. We'll see how they fare here, but there is a lot of concern now on fuel.
Well, Jesse Love, the race leader, was last in on lap 69. He is the deepest of everybody right now on this tank of Sunoco fuel. Leland Honeyman, Haley Deegan third, Joey Gase fourth, Brennan Poole fifth, Cesar Vaccarella sixth, and Ryan Ellis seventh were last on pit lane around lap 76 and 77. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean anything because Sammy Smith was on pit road that same time and he just ran out of fuel. So there's still an awful lot on this, Jeff, that has to play out.
You got to believe that Jesse Love is in communications with his team just saying, lie to me. Just tell me that I've got enough fuel. Let me try to make this work for the green-white checker overtime, the second one. But it has to be extremely low on fuel for Jesse Love.
Well, the $100,000 Xfinity Dash for Cash is real interesting, too, right now, Todd.
Yeah, as you look at it on this restart, as they're rolling up the backstretch, I looked with the binoculars, the 16 of A.J. Allmendinger, the 39 of Ryan Sieg, side by side. They get to race it out to see who can get it.
Hey, guys, you might be able to add one more twist to this, because here at the exit of turn number two, the Kyle Weatherman machine has just gone dead in the water. He is coasting to a stop on the inside, and that's going to add even more time to this yellow flag stoppage.
Well, and that's not what Jesse Love wanted. He needs this race to go green and get over with quickly, Todd, because the longer he's out there with that power plant running, the fuel is getting less and less.
And this reminds me of Atlanta, when Jesse Love dominated the race and had a fuel starvation issue on a late restart because they were long on it. Got to feel like it's a deja vu all over again.
Well, they wave off the restart, obviously. It can't be fuel, I wouldn't think, for the Kyle Weatherman car. He just came off the pit lane two laps ago. So apparently we're hearing it's a transmission issue right now for Kyle Weatherman. He does have damage to that race car after being involved in an incident. So here they come back across the line, one to go being shown once more. Jesse Love will opt for the outside lane on the restart. Leland Honeyman will go to the inside of the front row.
All right, and then you've got Joey Gase. How many Joey Gase fans do we have out there? Haley Deegan, Brennan Poole, Caesar Baccarella, Ryan Ellis, Josh Balicki, Mason Massey is running in the top 10. Riley Herbst is there. Again, there are some drivers here that have the opportunity, unlike maybe they've ever had in their career, right up front, knowing that if they can get the break they're looking for, Alex, they've got a shot to win at Talladega.
They're going to need some help. It is the draft. And Paul Small, the race leader, Jesse Love, is going to have Haley Deegan on his back bumper for the restart.
And they are going to work together. Haley has been told that she is to roll up to the back bumper of Jesse Love's car when he gets into the Geico restart zone. And when she gets there, he's going to drop the hammer.
All right, we're going to see. Everybody's going to be dropping the hammer here. Jason Toy, valuable piece of real estate there at your feet. And that is the exit off turn number four, coming back to the tri-oval when that white flag is already gone in the air.
Yeah, the big thing about it, too, is you got the yellow line that separates the banking of the racetrack and the flat part of the racetrack over here off of turn number four, and it'll all be utilized. One of the things that was an observation over here we were talking about, when that wave off happened, a lot of the drivers in that inside lane were able to go to the flat part of the racetrack and work that fuel down there. Jesse Love, who has the biggest concern, he was stuck to the outside. He did not have that luxury.
So Jesse Love will be outside front row. Todd, he is having to go all the way to the outside lane now for a lap and a half. Is there concern about fuel pickup issues for Jesse Love's car?
I'd be concerned as his crew chief or his engineer, but he is doing a decent job of really kind of weaving the car to hard left, gets a sweep, so trying to get as much fuel into that pickup that's back in the right rear corner.
Double overtime, Talladega Super Speedway, Jesse Love trying to close it out, Leland Honeyman, Joey Gase, Haley Deegan, Brennan Poole trying to steal it away. Double overtime, we're ready to go.
Green flag back in the air. Jesse Love punches the hammer. He has plenty of fuel to get up to speed. Haley Deegan is not latched to the back bumper, and they're spinning behind them. One car slides up, pounds the outside wall, drops back down across the racetrack. We funnel off to turn number one.
Here they come into turn one. Jesse Love has got the lead by three, maybe four car lengths. That's good news. It's also bad news. They're two abreast, and now the third line forms upstairs.
Jesse Love starts on the bottom. He'll change lanes. He'll go to the middle. He'll throw the block on Haley Deegan. Now he'll pull back in front of Leland Honeyman. They're all stacked up behind race leader Jesse Love.
Haley Deegan on the second row, side by side with Honeyman down on the bottom side. Here goes the outside lane. Josh Balicki forming that up to the top side. But up front, it's Jesse Love by three car lengths.
Ryan Ellis is the driver that spun and crashed down in turn number one. He's been able to drive away. He's down on the apron. White flag waving at the start finish line. Talladega Super Speedway, one more lap to go. It is Jesse Love, Leland Honeyman, Joey Gase, Brennan Poole, Haley Deegan, top five.
Jesse Love just praying that he's got enough Tiger in the tank to get it home for another three quarters of a lap. Riley Herbst charging up the outside, but he's got a long way to go to get there.
Here they come, off turn number two, up the backstretch for the final time. Leland Honeyman inside and outside. Jesse Love throwing the block. He'll throw another one. Here comes Brennan Poole in a wheel-to-wheel battle. for second.
Brennan Poole's got it cranked up on the outside. Gets a good run there on the outside with Anthony Alfredo. Down low, it's Jesse Love. Here goes Brennan Poole. He is door-to-door with the lead here at Talladega.
Off turn number four. They got to get through the tri-oval outside lane. It's Brennan Poole. Jesse Love tries to block. They come to the inside. Three wide. Now four wide. They're crashing. Joey Gase gets turned. Checkered flag is in the air. And Jesse Love gets his first career NASCAR Xfinity Series win. Jesse Love wins the Ag Pro 300 at Talladega Super Speedway. Riley Herbst will be second. Anthony Alfredo finishes third. Leland Honeyman is fourth. And Brennan Poole is fifth. Steve Post is in the winning pit.
They are celebrating down here in the Richard Childress Racing Pit. High fives, congratulations all the way around. Richard Childress just comes on the radio and tells the guys, great job here. Danny Stockman, the crew chief, getting congratulations from everybody down here as they celebrate. Danny, how about that race? How about your driver? You're going to victory lane here at Talladega.
Yeah, it's pretty special to be able to do that with a rookie in his rookie season, and the season that we've had so far has been one of the specialists that I've had as a crew chief over the 15 or 20 years that I've been doing this, and this kid is just special. My team is just working so well, and when you come to Talladega or Daytona with a RCR prepared race car and an ECR powered race car, you know you got a shot. And today we just did it. I don't know how much fuel's left in that thing, but it can't be much.
Danny Stockman, one of the really good guys here in the Xfinity Series, going to victory lane, and his driver just rolled by and is headed down to the start-finish line and then to victory lane.
Career win number one in career start, just number nine. Jesse Love scoring the win. By the way, $100,000 up for grabs between AJ Allmendinger and Ryan Sieg, the winner at the line by just one car length. Ryan Sieg over AJ. Ryan Sieg has scored the $100,000 dash for cash.
Hey, I got a question. Do you hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you could just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. Footwear you don't need to touch to put on. That is only from Skechers, the comfort technology company. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. And these are not your standard slip-on shoes. This is the next level slip-in technology. So it's even easier. How do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. And it also keeps your feet secure in heavenly comfort, which means they stay on just like a pair of laced-up sneakers, and you can even put them on with your hands full. What, are you rushing out the door with your kids? No problem. Just step in them and go. Look, we all hate bending over and struggling to put on our dirty, old, germy shoes, but now, just get Skechers Slip-ins and never touch your shoes again. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
NASCAR Live Race Aid continues on the Motor Racing Network.
The 19-year-old driver from Menlo Park, California, Jesse Love, is celebrating. Just took the checkered flag, stood on the roof of the car. Celebrate like it's your first ever. It was the first ever for Jesse Love. Had a great car, did everything he needed to keep that car out front. Had just enough Sunoco fuel in the tank to get it done. You'll hear from Jesse coming up in a few moments. Now let's go downstairs. We'll start with Steve Post.
Anthony Alfredo down here. There's a lot of celebrating down here, a lot of knuckles giving out. Oh, now we get the hugging going on, that's for sure. Brought the Dude Wipes color car home in a top five. Anthony, describe the end of that race and describe the happiness here as you guys celebrate a good finish.
Oh man, it's tough when you're that close, but at the end of the day, we're out here punching above our weight, way above our weight. I mean, we don't have technical support and alliance. We don't have any research data or fancy tools. We're just doing it the old-fashioned way, building race cars and bringing them to the track, and it's all thanks to these guys at Auer Motorsports working so hard. We had Dude Wipes on the car, and I definitely need a few of them after today. There is some moments that we had some skid marks for sure when the 21 landed in our lap and going into three, and I keyed up. I said, car's kill, guys, sorry. And they fixed it up, put me in position to drive back to the front and, have a shot at the win. So you can't ask for much more than that. Still a great finish. And just really proud of everyone, really blessed to be here, thankful for opportunity to do what I love for a living. And you know what the best part is? I get to do it again tomorrow with Dude Wipes in the 62 car with Beard Motorsports.
There we go. Great weekend for Anthony Alfredo. He picks up, I believe, a third-place finish. I know they're still looking at the scoring. A guy that has 100,000 reasons to be happy is Ryan Sieg, and he's with Paul Small.
$100,000 goes to Ryan Segan, the Xfinity Dash for Cash Challenge. Ryan, it's not the win, but at least it's a good consolation.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt, especially for our small team. And it's great to get an extra 100 Gs. I thought I threw it away there, blocking, and you know what I mean, and on the front stretch there and ran into the wall, cut the tire down. But you know what I mean, we were able to rally and just the cautions fell when we needed, and just a lot of hard work. But we had a great PSIOPS Ford. We ran up front a lot of the day, and then just trying to stay up there and manage all the Chevrolets and Toyotas. All the Fords worked together great, but just we just got shuffled out there. And then I was trying to do all I could do and ran into the wall, but not the way we wanted to win it, but all good.
Ryan Sieg wins the Xfinity Dash for Cash to Steve Post.
Yeah, another driver. There's a lot of happy people down here, and Leland Honeyman is part of that. His joy is just overflowing down here with the crew and everything. Leland down here celebrating that top five finish here. Leland, man, oh, man, describe your emotion. Describe your thoughts as you come out here with a fourth-place finish, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, it's the emotion's very high, and I'm still shaking a little bit, but I'm very excited to finish, you know, fourth place here, top five at Talladega. I know it's Talladega, but this group works hard enough to get a top five at Talladega, and if not, a win. So I'm very excited, you know, to finish fourth here. But our car was as fast as Xfinity 5G there at the end, and, you know, we're going to Dover in the Dash for Cash, so I'm excited.
What were the last few laps like, that green-white checker?
Just shaking the car a little bit, but you know, this is my first year in a big series like this since ARCA. So, you know, being up here and running on the, you know, front row is pretty crazy. But I can't thank Young's Motorsports, Mezzareno Entry Law Group, and I can't thank Team Dillon Management enough, and everybody at the Young's Motorsports shop. They do a great job.
They really do. You did a good job, too. That is Leland Honeyman comes away with a top five finish. Good run for the Young Motorsports team. Paul?
Riley Herbst standing by with the Monster Energy machine in one piece at the end, even though it's got a few scuffs on it. That last half a lap, was that more nerve-wracking than trying to save fuel?
No, we were good on fuel just because we had a pit for damage there, restart before. So all in all, it was a good day. I felt like we've made big gains on these type of racetracks compared to our competitors. I think we're as good as them, if not a little bit better. So proud of everybody on this 98 team, Monster Energy, supporting us. And now we get to go run for 100,000 next week in Dover.
So Riley Herbst will have his chance to do what Ryan Sieg did today here at Talladega.
He absolutely will. So Riley Herbst, the Las Vegas, Nevada native, is going to be in the Dash for Cash, and that'll be the final installment at Dover Motor Speedway next weekend. Race winner Jesse Love is working his way backwards down the pit lane, trying to get over to victory lane. That's going to be a heck of a celebration down there when he finally gets in there. This is an excitable, a very likable young man. We had the opportunity, Jeff, to call quite a few of his wins in his championship season in the ARCA Menard Series. This kid has the personality and the right foot to stand on the pedal to match it.
Yeah, he's got everything that he needs to become a superstar at the Cup Series level. And let's not go too fast. We get it. This is only win number one at the Xfinity Series level, but there are plenty more that lie ahead for Jesse Love. Let's go back downstairs, Steve.
Brennan Poole, fifth place finish. Brennan, wild last lap, the green-white checker. What was your vantage point? What did you see coming to that fifth place finish?
Yeah, you know, I had a run, and I knew I had to go off at turn two with the five. He was pushing me so hard. I got a huge run down the back. Jesse moved up to stall me out, but he was just a little too late. So I got to his quarter and dragged him back and had the lead off of four. And I don't know. I think Anthony and I just kind of got separated. And he wasn't attached, and I knew going down the front I was going to have to block him somehow to keep him behind me if I was going to get to the line first, and the 98 was in there and everything else. I was looking all over the place trying to defend where I was, and I had to just kind of stay where I was if I didn't want to get wrecked, and, you know, ended up fifth. But I can't thank everybody enough this year for supporting us so close. I just want to win one so bad. I've been so close so many times, and once again, so close. But, you know, again, just can't thank everybody enough. CW & Sons, Clark's, Mac Doors, Finance Pro Plus, everybody that's been a part of this program, Direct PTT Radios. Man, we got a couple more of these, so hopefully I can put the 44 in victory lane.
Brennan Poole, fifth place finish here tonight, guys.
He's such a good young man and a hard racer to boot. And Brendan Poole's day is coming. He's been a journeyman here in the Xfinity Series for a handful of seasons, and hope he can get himself in a good position to run on a regular basis here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. So we look down at Victory Lane. We see Jesse Love's car is just now arriving down in Victory Lane, and it won't be long now before we'll have a heck of a celebration down there. That Victory Lane is one of the newer Victory Lanes on the tour, and there's a ton of race fans that have the opportunity to hang out with him. Let's go down there right now. And Kim
Coon. He climbs out of his car, celebrates. His crew is going crazy. Tons of fans here at Talladega. Jesse, you're a winner in the Xfinity Series. He's going to get a big hug down here in Victory Lane from his crew chief. Lots of celebrations down here for his first NASCAR Xfinity Series win. Let's rewind, though. Atlanta, you're leading. You run out of fuel in overtime. Fast forward to today, redemption, double overtime, low on fuel, and you win the race. How did you do it?
Yeah, just a great group of guys. My pit crews are just a bunch of awesome people that do a phenomenal job getting her full and packing her. And yeah, I just put my faith in the good Lord. And if we ran out, I wasn't going to be too upset. I knew that we did all we could do. Happy to get my second hammer and anvil and bring it back home to North Carolina with my dog, Buck. So looking forward to getting home. Just a lot of great people that made this happen. And want to give all the glory to God. And thank